This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Robert E. Grant, the founder and chief executive officer of Concierge Key Health, a first-of-its-kind mobile app that provides on-demand access to elite physician specialists, urgent care clinics, and hospitals nationwide. Concierge Key offers a first-class fast-pass upgrade to the U.S. healthcare experience that over time has become increasingly inconvenient and impersonal by eliminating excessive appointment and in-office wait times through an exceptional subscription-based membership. Mr. Grant, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be here with you.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards on Concierge Key Health. So for starters, I know you've conducted intensive research into factors impacting U.S. consumers' overall satisfaction with their healthcare experiences. What key insights did your studies reveal?
You know, we started looking at the things that most people don't look at in healthcare today. When you look at healthcare today, generally, people focus on cost and quality. And the funny thing is everyone gets really focused on, you know, the quality potentially going down as the cost goes up, et cetera. And that's kind of the focus of the world when it comes to healthcare today. The legislators talk about it in those terms. But what we looked at was a completely different angle. What about patient satisfaction? And, you know, are patients having a good experience in healthcare? And the factors, the things that drive the successful patient experience are very different than just cost and quality type metrics. And so what we look at is average wait times to get in to see a doctor. And there's a doctor shortage right now. And there's a doctor shortage that's actually predicted to increase significantly all the way up through 2030, where we're probably going to have about $100,000 doctors short of our entire need for doctors at that point in time in the future. And so wait times are getting longer and longer. The average wait time to see a doctor right now is about 1 month, as measured by the Center for Disease Control's, the CDC, that they track these measurements on an annual basis. And that's expected to continue to increase. And if you want to get in to see a top specialist, it's not unusual to have to wait 2 to 3 or even 4 months to get in. So, of course, when you're waiting that long to first and foremost get in to see a doctor, the patient experience can't be that fabulous. So that's one of the things that we tracked very closely. We tracked other metrics as well. You know, do patients feel like they are recognized in their healthcare experience? They feel like they're thanked for being a customer, because after all, the patient is the customer in healthcare. And because the whole healthcare system is oriented around the payers first, the insurance companies, and then the pharmaceutical products that are used by the doctors to treat patients second, and then third, doctors and their patients, the whole focus has been oriented around the payer being satisfied and not having to pay out too much. It's really interesting that the ultimate consumer, which is the patient, has sort of been neglected as a result of this macro shift, you know, over the last 30, 40 years towards the focus being 100% really on the payer. And so the patient experience has really, really suffered. And the number of patients that answer that they've even been thanked by their doctors or healthcare providers or, you know, any of the people that are providing care to them is less than 50%.
Some quite interesting information there. Now, can you tell us more about the discrepancies between what today's savvy consumer expects in their daily life from virtually any product or service versus what they settle for when they visit a doctor?
Well, the best way to answer that question is to sort of think about it, what you would care about, right? So when you go to a doctor, or when you, you know, is it any different than when you're going to a hotel or going to, you know, buy a car or whatever else? You sort of have a certain level of expectation on what you expect to be, how you expect to be treated. Now, if you're a premium credit card holder or whatever, you might get special perks and preferences and recognitions, et cetera, when you go to these types of places, or you might have some membership clubs, et cetera. Well, healthcare is the only place that doesn't have anything like this. And so everyone is sort of treated the exact same way. And, you go in, you wait for a long time, and who hasn't had to wait for a long time, either in emergency rooms or in urgent care clinics or in doctor's offices? Even once you get finally an appointment with this doctor's office, you know, it's not unusual for you to have to wait maybe 1 or 2 or 3 hours. And so often you could kind of blow up half of your day to go see a doctor or specialist. And that's just not the way the world has moved today. The world has moved, as you kind of mentioned, towards this on-demand economy where, you know, you want to be able to get in quickly and get out quickly. And this is why, you know, you buy on Southwest Airlines Business Select so that you can kind of go towards the front of the line. And so what we decided to do was to create a program that would benefit patients that wanted that type of service, as well as the doctors that provide, that can provide that kind of service and candidly want to provide that kind of service. But because the way that they're focused and oriented, they're sort of like a cattle prod in working with insurance companies. They have a certain number of patients they have to see every day. Doctors have to work more and more and more today to make, you know, even less money than they made the years before. And so we created a system where we can actually change that for the percentage of the population that likes to be able to kind of have a better premium experience. You know, today I'm with my daughter, and she's visiting from Utah with her fiance, and we're going to go to Disneyland. Well, the first thing that I said was, we've got to make sure that we're going to get the fast passes because we don't want to have to wait all day in the lines, right? It's become absolutely normal to buy fast passes, whether it's toll road passes or whatever, for the extra convenience of being able to skip the line. And that is sort of an expected norm in society today.
Great examples, and certainly like the sounds of that as well. How will patient issues like extensive wait times and lack of ease of access to top specialists be impacted by continued consolidation and the expected worsening U.S. doctor shortages?
Well, I think that, you know, as the doctor shortage gets worse, then wait times are obviously going to go longer. And it's kind of like, you know, predicting how it's going to be driving on the 405 in Southern California, which is a highway here. You know, you have the option of taking the toll road. But obviously, if there were no toll road, then the number of, you know, cars that would be on the highway or the 405 would be an absolute nightmare. Now, you have to pay to go on the toll road, of course. But, you know, that's kind of analogous to this situation. If there's not going to be more and more doctors, because candidly, insurance companies are sort of driving doctors out of the practice of medicine, they want doctors to be marginalized. They want doctors to, you know, what you used to see a specialist for, you see a GP for today, a general practitioner. What you used to see a general practitioner for, they now push you towards a PA, a physician's assistant. What you used to see a physician's assistant for, you're now supposed to go to CVS and see a nurse. And sometimes a physician assistant. So they're really dumbing down the practice of medicine, and it's just not candidly fun for the doctors anymore. They're not allowed to really spend time with the patients and get to know them. They have to see sometimes 80 patients in a day. And, you know, it's very difficult for you to expect to have any kind of, you know, service that you would be accustomed to as a consumer when your doctor has to see 80 patients in a single day. So I think what's likely to happen is wait times are going to go longer. And what's also likely to happen is that there's going to be more and more pressure on the system to change the system. I think there's going to be a shift towards the self-pay segment of healthcare, where doctors are going to want to kind of move away from only being solely dependent on insurance-based healthcare, and that the patients are likely to do that too. So more and more doctors are just going to say, I'm fed up. I'm not going to take some insurances anymore. And I think that's going to be a continuing trend that definitely is going to be tracked and watched.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Robert E. Grant, the founder and chief executive officer of Concierge Key Health, the first of its kind mobile app that provides on-demand access to elite physician specialists, urgent care clinics, and hospitals nationwide. Here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how are doctors impacted here?
Well, the way doctors are impacted, if they are members of our organization, Concierge Key Health, is they get to now participate. So the way that it works is that as a consumer that is a member of Concierge Key Health, you can pick a time window that one of your doctors and each patient is assigned in their local region, 12 specialists and an internist, a general practitioner, to be on retainer for them. So you pay a one-time fee per year, so an annual fee of $3,000. And on that $3,000, out of that, each of the 12 doctors in your region are now on retainer to you so that you can have on-demand access to them. Now, those doctors use the app kind of like an Uber type of an app, and many people have used Uber, and we've been compared to Uber in many ways. And so what happens is the doctor says, I'm available today between 12 and 4 o'clock, or tomorrow between 10 and 2 o'clock. And anytime you show up during a discrete two-hour window, you're just simply the next patient seen. So let's say you click the time that you're going to come and visit the doctor's practice between 10 and 12 o'clock. Anytime you arrive between 10 and 12, you become the next patient seen. You don't have to fill out any paperwork because all your health history is embedded in the app. Your insurance information is also embedded in the app. The doctor is still going to bill you for the visit or bill your insurance company for the visit just like he normally would. We are just the fast pass. So you basically simply go to the front of the line. Now, once someone has taken the two-hour time slot and said that they're going to be a squeeze-in visit for that visit, then it's no longer available to any other consumers. So that time slot is taken. That way, we're not actually causing the waiting room to get too full of people. Now, the normal visit that you have with a doctor is less than 10 minutes. Surprisingly, that's also what we found in our data, is that people have to wait a long time for that, 7 to 10 minutes that they have with their doctor. So because of this, we're squeezing. Our patients are allowed to go to the front of the line in the doctor's office, but there's only one every 2 hours, and very often a doctor might see anywhere from 10 to 20 patients during that two-hour time block. So he's just adding one extra that's not scheduled. So it doesn't really cause a huge issue for all the other people waiting in the waiting room, and we meter it that way. We want to make sure that we don't cause, all of a sudden the waiting rooms to get too full because our patients are constantly going up to the front of the line. That would only be one per two-hour time block. So because the doctors participate in this manner, they can now also share in a retainer. So we share the retainer of the $3,000 with all of the doctors, and that way anywhere that you go, either locally or nationally, all the doctors in our network are on retainer to you. You know that they're going to prioritize you and put you to the front of the line. And we are launching this in Southern California, in New York City, and we're already available on beta nationwide, but we're launching it for revenue now in Southern California, New York City, and Phoenix, Arizona over the next couple of weeks, and soon to be followed by Miami, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and several other cities nationwide just over the course of the next couple of months. So that's how doctors are benefited by this. They now get to get more information on you that you allow them to have. They would hopefully be able to more easily build a personal relationship with you. They'll know as soon as you join that they have been retained to be part of your team of doctors, and they'll be assigned, so each specialty is assigned to the patient. And that kind of helps with the whole personal relationship. And as soon as you walk in, the first thing that once you scan this simple kiosk in the doctor's office with your iPhone, the first thing that happens is one of the staff members will walk out to you and say, thank you for being a concierge key member. You're the next patient. Please come this way. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. And certainly music to my ears, no doubt about that. Now, lastly, can you tell us how the concierge medicine of today is changing the U.S. healthcare experience for both the patient and the doctors? And what are the limitations of traditional concierge medicine, and how is concierge key health different and transformative?
Well, I think that kind of the term concierge medicine is probably a misnomer because, I have it, and I have I've had it for several years now, not just through this app technology, but I've had it with my internist doctor who left the UCI healthcare system to become a concierge doctor because he candidly wrote me a letter and said he was fed up with all the insurance companies. And so basically I went on to concierge medicine with him, but it wasn't really concierge medicine because I have about, 10 different providers that I go to see, from dentists to ophthalmologists to urologists to cardiologists, and every member of my family has their list of doctors that they see as well, over the years, and pediatricians, you name it, OBGYN, et cetera. Everyone's got their own dentist. So this program includes all of those doctors, whereas before I only had access to one and the price was comparable. It's about $3,000 what I was paying as an individual, and there's no family plan access. And so now with Concierge Key Health, you can have family plan access for all your kids that are under 26 years old. And you know, the family plan is $5,000. So basically, you've got every kind of doctor that you see, not just the one that is the internist. So, you know, concierge medicine today is limited only to the internist. It's not really that kind of convenience is not available for specialists or for any of the other segments of healthcare that you would need to use. So I'd say that's a very, very big difference. And, you know, there's no tech enablement also in the current concierge medicine system. However, 5 million families, even though it's only one type of doctor that they've had access to, 5 million families across the United States have opted into concierge medicine programs, and that number is growing rapidly every single year. Now, we have also found that that about 88% of those 5 million households have also said back to us in surveys that they would like to have access to Concierge Key Health, even for the concierge doctors that they already have access to, because of the ease and use of the app as well as the paperwork side of it. That's just much simpler. And in addition to that, you know, they're very keen to be able to get access to their other healthcare providers as well through the Concierge Key system.
Well, Mr. Grant, I got to tell you, it's very exciting to hear what Concierge Key Health is offering in the market, and can't thank you enough for introducing it to our audience. Where can listeners get all the details on Concierge Key Health and take advantage right away?
Yeah, all they have to do is go to conciergekeyhealth.com, and there's a tag right there on the front page on, you can watch a little video and then download the app. And then if you see one of our kiosks in a doctor's office, all you have to do is put your phone, an Apple iPhone, over the kiosk in the camera mode, and it will automatically take you to a link to download the app as well and show you a video. And so you'll see these little kiosks, they're black kiosks. Wherever you see one of those, you can access it right there. Or again, just go to the website, conciergekeyhealth.com, and you can find all the details right there.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Grant, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
We hope everyone will make a choice this year to look at what it would take to upgrade your healthcare experience with Concierge Key Health. Have a wonderful year.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert E. Grant, the founder and chief executive officer of Concierge Key Health, the first of its kind mobile app that provides on-demand access to elite physician specialists, urgent care clinics, and hospitals nationwide. And to learn more and to take advantage right away, visit conciergekeyhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.